Last week, we heard some troubling news about this year's flu vaccine.
It turns out that this year, the flu virus that is circulating widely so far has mutated a bit. So what that might mean is that the vaccine will be less effective against that one strain.
Dr. Jeffrey Duchin, Chief of Epidemiology for Public Health Seattle King County. Old people, young people, and pregnant women are particularly vulnerable to flu complications. But there's another group at high risk, people who don't have a home. Heather Barr is a nurse with King County's Health Care for the Homeless Network. She's been providing health care to homeless people in King County for 18 years, and she told Marcy Selman about why homeless people are so vulnerable to the flu.
People who are homeless are vulnerable for so many different reasons. One, they're unable to isolate themselves. They can't stay away from other people who are sick. Once they are sick, it's difficult for them to avoid other people. So you have people who are mixing together, sharing surfaces, sharing the air, droplet infection, indirect contact are the ways the flu spreads. So there's lots of opportunities for the flu to get around that way. Then you have people who already have diagnosed and undiagnosed chronic conditions that make them more vulnerable to infectious diseases. Bad past experiences with the medical system might keep them from going to the doctor. They don't do much in the way of preventive care very often. And access to simple things like good food, rest, a place to lie down, hydration, hand washing, all those things are hard to get if you're homeless.
Heather, you mentioned bad past experiences with the medical establishment or healthcare workers. So what kind of response do you get when you put out that sign and say flu shots?
A lot of different responses. Some are, I'm so happy you're here. And of course, we love to hear that one.
Sure.
And people, they genuinely appreciate that. And they express a lot of appreciation for you showing up, whether or not they get a flu shot, which is always really touching. And then there are people who have a reflexive idea that, oh, the flu shot will make me sick. I don't want to take that. It's going to make me sick. I got sick the last time I took it. And, you know, people have their own experiences, which are the most profound and moving for them. And if they associate that with something bad, which maybe they caught a cold after they had the flu shot, but they're going to put the two together. I had a flu shot on Monday. I got sick on Tuesday. Therefore, the shot made me sick is a logical thing for a person to think.
I think not just the homeless population
Everybody.
Thinks that way about flu shots. How do you overcome somebody's opposition to this when you think, gosh, it'd be really, you really could benefit by having this shot?
Well, I listen to them, first of all, and ask them, well, what happened to you? When you say you got sick, what really happened? And people are a little bit disarmed by just your interest in their experience, and they'll talk to you a little bit. A lot of us are older, and we remember attenuated vaccines, which were somewhat alive, and they could provoke some illness in a person. So maybe that person had that, or they had that human nature desire to link two things together. So I had a shot. I got sick. It must have been the shot. And, you know, that's a valid way to think. But you can help people understand that they're not unintelligent. They're not making a bad assumption. They're just not fully informed.
I'm talking with Heather Barr. She's a nurse with King County's Health Care for the Homeless Network. Backing up a little from flu shots to your overall mission of working with these populations, we have a new national health care plan, the Affordable Care Act, which has brought some previously uninsured people into various kinds of health provision networks. How has that changed what you do?
Well, it's been great because I can say to people, have you seen a doctor? And did you know that you can now? And you can get enrolled, you can get your teeth taken care of, you can get glasses. Things that people have been putting up with for a long time, they no longer have to put up with. And I was at a recovery program yesterday giving flu shots to formerly homeless people, and I really called that out and said, you know, it's time for you to address your suffering. You don't need to be feeling bad. You can get some help for the things that are bothering you. And it's a group of men. And I said, I understand how, you know, you guys operate. I've been married a couple times. I know men don't want to go to the hospital or the doctor until they're on death's door. So, but you don't have to suffer like this, and you don't have to let your suffering trigger a relapse. You don't have to stop listening to what your body's trying to tell you. You can get some help. You can stop suffering.
When it comes to providing health care for homeless people in our area, what's something that would really surprise listeners to know?
I think that people really want to be healthy. We did a community needs assessment last year. My colleague Sarah Sossner and I did a lot of interviews of our 1,000 people to see kind of some things about what the rate of certain diseases was, diabetes and cardiovascular disease in particular. And part of our interview process, we asked people what they would like to do for activity. And everyone wanted to do something. Almost everyone said they wanted to either walk or play basketball, go swimming. It was so surprising, and it was so it's so much fun to hear about what people wanted to do, and thinking about how can places that provide services for homeless people actually encourage more of those sorts of activities. And, you know, there are some places in town that have started things like walking groups, like Recovery Cafe has a walking and running club, which people wouldn't necessarily think people who have to walk and run all the time would want to do more of that. But it's like everybody else. I think people want to do well, and they have barriers to doing as good as they can.
Heather Barr is a nurse with King County's Health Care for the Homeless Network. She spoke with Marcy Silman. The next flu shot clinic is a week from this Thursday, December 18th, at the Millionaire Club in Belltown. We've got a link to more information later today at KUOW.org.